my excuse to stay in my fridge. These what my daughter brought over. Strawberries, because the market was four tubs for £2.
At the minute, I can survive just on food about £15 a week for the two of us. So one week it might be the 15, that's my minimum. The following week, I'll spend about the 30, and that's when I can buy fruit and vegetables. Sometimes my eldest daughter would come through for a couple of days, and she'll literally just be there for 2 days and bring about 4 days worth of shopping with her.
So she comes over with food, her own food, to save you the trouble of having to feed her as well.
Yes. I think they feel the pressure because they've seen it themselves of how I've struggled.
Are there times when your daughter has to go without food because money is so tight?
I do plan for days when I might run out or might not be able to give her the best. So there is an emergency supply that I have on my middle shelf in the cupboard, which is the noodles, really cheap to buy. Like, that's why I have the cheap biscuits in for, so she feels like she's having, you know, a bit of chocolate, a bit of a treat or whatever. And I know it's not very healthy. I'll try and buy a tin of fruit. Sometimes I'll let her sleep in. She'll get up a bit later. We'll say 8:30, maybe even 9:00. I'll have a cup of tea. She'll be playing. It could be 10:00 before she has a breakfast. I'll give her slightly, just a little bit more, because I'm thinking she's not going to eat her dinner at 11:30. So she's missed a meal between having breakfast at around, normally would be around 7:30, 8:00, and then having a dinner before nursery. So she doesn't need those two meals if she's got up at a later time. As bad as it sounds, so I don't...
Does that make you feel guilty, or do you feel it's like it's a necessity?
You feel really bad. You're grateful that they get a snack at nursery with they get like these little cartons of milk. So you know they're getting that boost of energy.
How does it make you feel when you're looking in your freezer, your fridge, your cupboard, and your daughter's there, you know, waiting to be fed? What goes through your mind at that point when you're looking, thinking, I don't know if I have enough for her?
I still do that, regularly. I still do look in the cupboards. Sometimes I will try and stick to, like, I'll actually do a menu and have one main meal set out for the full week each day. And sometimes I do have to kind of, like, slot in the basic cheap noodles. That's probably the worst thing for them. But she does eat them. It's no good feeling guilty over it, even though sometimes we still do, because we're human.
The charity Kids Company said that there are around 1 million children in the UK today that are struggling to get one full meal a day. Is that something that shocks you? Do you think that the poverty level in this country could be so bad that there are children out there suffering like that?
Yes, I think it doesn't surprise me at all, really. Because especially at the minute when there's so many people losing their jobs and people do have debts. It's not that I'm used to it, it's just that I know there's more things to worry about, because you will still survive. And that's the mindset. I think that's maybe why these charities are worried, because people might only have one meal a day. So their concern is that one meal a day, for the sake of your health, isn't the best thing. But we still survive.